This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Should we be mad at Neil Olshey for this?
I mean, insert whatever you like here.
Yeah, well, Neil Olshey went behind the Bucks. And what, this is Chris Haynes?
Chris Haynes, indeed, is LaMarcus Aldridge.
What?
It's the,
well, yeah, I said that.
Yeah, you said it was Neil Olshey.
Oh, you said it was Neil Olshey?
Yeah.
Oh, LaMarcus Aldridge with Chris Haynes on Behind the Bucks talked about his relationship with Damian Lillard and potentially reuniting in Portland.
It's the first year I left. He's like, you got to come home. You got to come home. You got to come home. So then, you know, hearing it from him and, like, you know, me going to San Antonio and actually, you know, experiencing it. At some point, I did try to get back, but Neil, the GM at the time, didn't want me back. Like, I was calling, trying to get back. My agent was calling. He was just like, yeah, they don't want you back. So that was confirming how I felt when I left. Like, Neil, I feel like Neil really didn't want me back like that. And I feel like he confirmed it when I tried to come back two or three times throughout my career. And he never... let it happen. And I even tried to go back at the end one last time. I was like, man, like, can I come back one year and, like, retire as a trailblazer? And they wouldn't do it.
Uh-oh. Should we be mad at Neil Olshey that, assuming what LaMarcus was saying, starting in 2016-17 season, LaMarcus Aldridge attempted to weasel his way back to Portland from San Antonio. By the way, he was an all-star twice after that season.
Yeah, LaMarcus was still really good.
And Neil Olshey said no.
Yeah, this is... look, LaMarcus did not comport himself that well on the way out. After that Memphis series, he flew home by himself on his own plane. He had put his house up for sale in January. He was gone. Everybody knew he was gone. And Neil pitched that he was staying because he made LaMarcus say, yeah, I want to be a trailblazer for life. Now, LaMarcus should...
When he didn't sign the extension in the offseason prior to his final year in Portland.
Yeah, look, LaMarcus did some things wrong down the stretch. And he, much like every other young player approaching their prime, in their prime, when another young guy comes in and takes the spotlight, they feel a certain kind of way because you have a certain kind of ego. Dame and LaMarcus have very much since squashed that. And there was this is where I blame Neil. A general manager's job beyond building a roster is managing those personalities and those egos. That is not something he ever did, ever, as it pertained to Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus felt that the organization was prioritizing Damian Lillard and pushing him out to the side, and he never did anything to tamper that down, which led to a spike being driven in, and but not only between LaMarcus and the Blazers, but LaMarcus and Dame.
Yeah.
That was never really there. And Dame has said and told me, he's like, I could have handled it better. I could have been more outspoken. And that's where Dame kind of learned how to become a real leader, is like not allowing that kind of thing to ever happen again. And that's why you always heard Dame campaign for everybody to get paid and to stay. There's a quote that Dame had that early in his career, or I should say it was about early in his career, about him being a general manager and how he could never actually do it, because if that were the case, Sasha Pavlovich would have been a trailblazer for life, because Sasha was Dame's vet when he came in the league, and along with Earl Watson. And like, this stuff, man, you heard about it over and over again that LaMarcus wanted to come back.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it over the years, and it sucks because LaMarcus Aldridge is on the Mount Rushmore of trailblazers. And you could have gotten him back. The thing that really pisses me off is not letting him come back on a minimum deal and letting him retire as a trailblazer. Well, that pisses me off.
That does. But, you know, I feel like there were several years after, and if LaMarcus is sitting there and saying, like, I tried to come back. Look, I understand, because we don't know what the capital that San Antonio would have been asking for to get LaMarcus Aldridge back to Portland.
Yeah, it would have cost assets. For
that
sure.
would have been substantial.
Because LaMarcus signed that massive deal. He was a max player.
And so you have to match contracts. Mm-hmm. You would have had to part with a lot. And there is a part of me that goes, yeah, well, I mean, I understand from the Blazers side of it, because of the fact that they would have had to give up nothing to keep in assets to keep LaMarcus Aldridge, other than cap space that they already had earmarked for LaMarcus Aldridge, right? And so I understand there is a part of that, but there were a few years where you were going, the Blazers are not good enough right now.
No.
And at that point, that is where the love affair with CJ McCollum went too far, and they needed to make a big change, and there was somebody that could have helped that they said no to. And that is where you go, I don't totally hate the move for O'Shea not to trade back for LaMarcus, but at the same time, there came a point where you knew how limited that roster was, and that it could not get over the hump, and they still did nothing about it.
Yeah, and it's another player, along with Jimmy Butler, along with Paul George, along with James Harden, and there was the talks of like Blake Griffin before he got dealt to Detroit, like those kind of things that all came up that, you know, never came to fruition. And that was always my biggest gripe with Neil. And I said this on the postgame show the other day. I had my own personal beefs with Neil, but all of my frustrations with him were his unwillingness and lack of aggression to part with CJ McCollum, to make a deal of consequence.
Because he just brought in a bunch of guys that he loved. Because if you're thinking about it, right, what would it have taken to get LaMarcus Aldridge out of San Antonio? Maybe CJ.
It would have required CJ. Right? That was the only salary that they had.
Or it would have taken Al-Farouq Aminu, who Neil O'Shea absolutely loved because he identified him in L.A. with the Clippers. And then
53 wins at the four.
And then you're also looking at, you probably would have taken, I don't know, Evan Turner or Zach Collins, because that would have been right around the time that Zach Collins was drafted to Portland. And we know that he loved both those guys. You put those two together and you send him, you probably do get LaMarcus Aldridge.
Where did Zach Collins end up?
San Antonio. Oh, they loved him.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So it is, like, it could have been done, and it could have been done where it would have made sense for both sides to do, and it would have improved the Blazers dramatically.
And
it didn't happen, and that pisses me off. And that is, like, the slippery slope of where the Blazers are right now, is that because that happened with Neil O'Shea,
it's like, I do not
blame Blazer fans one bit for saying, don't do this again to us.
But
don't
you're not a team anywhere close to that team.
Well, I understand that, but that gives you further reason not to fall in love with these guys who play really hard, and they're looking really good at the end of the season.
You're so early in the process. Like the thing, and this isn't like carrying water for the organization. I would have said this during the Dame era as well. You start pushing chips in when you know what you have. And the Blazers knew what they had.
Well, no, I'm just... and that's why I'm saying right now, everybody should be available.
100%.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
As it pertains to the LaMarcus thing, it wouldn't have made a big deal in the grand scheme of things as far as bringing him back at the tail end of his career. But I hate that they wouldn't even bring him back and let him retire as a Blazer. I despise that. That pisses me off to no end.
That sounds about on brand.
It's just that's the kind of stuff, man. Like, and look, in the grand scheme of things, it does not matter as far as the wins and losses, and it probably doesn't change anything as far as like how an organization is looked at, but it does to an extent, because if you're talking about one of your all-time greats, and that's what LaMarcus is. LaMarcus is an all-time great for the Trailblazers, and you didn't, when the opportunity was there to do it for nothing and you didn't do it, you did it for Carmelo freaking Anthony.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't do it for one of your own? That's nasty work.
Well, that's
work.
The thing is that
that's nasty
the
work.
The Olshay regime never viewed him as one of his own. And look, Paul Allen probably played a big role in this too, because he was furious at the way that LaMarcus Aldridge handled his departure from Portland. And remember, he was still alive during this time. I think Paul Allen and Neil Olshay both played a massive
role. Absolutely. Look, Paul Allen and Brandon Roy did not end on good terms. Yep. It took a long time. Because of Brandon coming back from the medical retirement and costing Paul Allen, you know, millions of dollars. And it had less to do with the money. And it was more, the issue was about violating like the handshake agreement.
Right.
That's what that was about. And like, that's the kind of stuff that irked Paul.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stuff that would send, that was the stuff that made him fiery.
He was a cutthroat businessman.
Yes.
But he was also a principled man as well.
And if you broke those things, that was a bridge that would be nuked.
Yeah. Oh man, that makes me mad.
The flip side of this is LaMarcus Aldridge earned the right to go to the San Antonio Spurs.
He sure did.
Because he went through 9 years and played out his contract.
He sure
did. I will say that about any single player that ever goes to free agency, they've earned that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.